time of my visit, I saw staff of the hospital doing their normal business, attending to patients, especially at the OPD. Though I went there quite early, some of the administrative staff have not yet reported to work. One of the concerned staff who spoke to me on the basis of anonymity shared their views on why they are calling for the removal of the medical director of the Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital here in the central region, Dr. Eugene Dodoy.
We've actually petitioned the Minister for Health and then copied to Mental Health Authority that we don't want to work with him anymore. We want him to go because his presence here is causing psychological trauma to the entire staff here. He is very vindictive. He doesn't want the welfare of the nurses. We have so many instances where nurses went outside the hospital to have treatment. And normally what is done is that they will give you excuse duties for you to recover. And they will bring such excuse duties. The director will say, hey, why have you gone outside for treatment when you are supposed to attend to this hospital? We have so many instances where he drove to the said hospitals and then fought with the medical directors who gave his nurses excuse duties. He has worked at Pantine. They didn't like him. He came to Accramental. They didn't like him. And now he's here. And we are thinking that for here, he will change. So about 3 years now, we've been joined with him. Please change your attitude. Change your attitude towards nurses, but he will not change.
I also interacted with some concerned staff on why they have chosen this path to petition the Ministry of Health for the removal of the medical director. And they had this to say.
In fact, a near my counsel, Anka Fuhano, about the condition of the staff, no? And your cry, since you are Minoka, say, how would you know? Shastro, how you could see, since you toy a boy, a staff near baby, no toilet facility, toilet bakukra, niha. Meanwhile, director himself said, and I can give you the voice record of director saying that he is wondering how human being can survive in such a building, yet he's asking the staff to pay arrears of 12 million for staying there and rendering service in such a bush. In fact, just this year, we've killed three pythons that they were about to swallow some of the staff, and yet people are killing themselves in such a bush to work for the government, and still the director is insisting that Yentuesika Osa Edayan Asay Wim are administration will be about. They don't see the need. They are only Timajis free her because any baby and nipa itimiti na mani yeye. And so what's the one of the obeji?
It's true. It's true. What he's saying is true. Well, we were asked to pay 150 Ghana each room, and the rooms here are more than 50. We paid for 3 months, and since that time, nobody has showed any interest. So he must go. He must go. He must go. He must.
He says our DNS doesn't know how to check vital signs, and he has allies who are supporting him. He must go. We don't want him here.
Those were some staff of the Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital talking to our correspondent in the central region. We now have Kofi Sechema Pobi to give us an update on current happenings. Good afternoon to you, Kofi.
Yes, good afternoon, Abraham.
What is the situation now?
Yes, I also later on visited the premises at the Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital. I must say that staff are still at post doing their normal duties, though, as I indicated earlier, the red bands and posters are still around. Some concerned staff told me that they wanted to have a meeting this afternoon to see the way forward, whether to go on a sit-down strike or to continue their work. But I gathered that they are still at post waiting for the committee's report. I must also indicate that due to the pressure mounting on the director, the group has petitioned the Ministry of Health, which has intended set up a four-man committee. But according to them, it is odd because they need a committee that will be an odd number so that they can come up with a better verdict. So they are still agitating on the issue of even the formation of the committee. I was also told that they are still working around the clock so that they get this committee's report done so early so that at the end of the day, they will see their way forward. But I can't tell. I can say for a fact that staff of Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital, though tension is looming that they want to remove their medical director, are still at post giving their best or doing their duty as it is required of them.
Now, Kofi, finally, what signal are you picking from officialdom?
Yes, I intended to speak to some of the officials of the hospital, but as I rightly said, a committee has been set, so nobody wants to talk to me. I also called on the director himself, that is Dr. Eugene Dodoy, and he also declined to speak to me. He believes that once the committee has been set up to look into the matter, he will therefore wait until they have their verdict before he can speak to the press. So I spoke to him, but he
Kofi, we would like to thank you for joining us this afternoon, and that was our Central Regional Correspondent Kofi Sichiama-Pobi.